Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Come on in!
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias.
Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair. Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth. Well, not a whole lot to catch up on this episode. I haven't been to any grand concerts or any sporting events. I did make a pot of soup.
I didn't realize how many ticketed events that I go to.
Till you got
till I had to start requesting refunds or moving things on my calendar. What a blessed life we live, right?
Oh, good way to look at it.
I'm enjoying the simplicity, honestly. I mean, I'm an introvert, so I've seen some posts that, you know, introverts are really thriving right now with just, but they're calling this a social gathering recession. Have you heard that phrase?
I have not heard that.
That's a gathering recession. So that's kind of sad. And also, the reason that we wanted to say that is because, as sort of as a caveat for what our topic is today, some of the stuff that we want to share, the next event that might be scheduled
is canceled. But as you guys know, we plan what we're talking about ahead. So this has been our topic for a while.
Yeah,
so then we're like, oh, fantastic. And some of it's canceled.
It's still relevant, though, because it may not happen the next time it's supposed to happen. But
it is happening again.
So we're talking about
Trade Day.
So if you Google trade days.
Oh my gosh, I was going to mention this. Day trading. You get stock day trading.
Absolutely.
Most of them.
And that's a hot topic right now because the stock market's doing so bad. But if you Google trade days and you get what we're talking about today, which is more of the flea market, antique market,
right,
sort of concept, you'll see a map of where all like trade days exist. And I brought it to show you because I thought you'd crack up. There is one in Ohio, and then every other cluster
is in the South,
across Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and then like Southern Tennessee,
Alabama. Yep.
So we thought, well, this is definitely a Southern cultural topic.
Absolutely.
That we need to inform our listeners of. If you don't already know, maybe y'all have already been to a bunch of trade days and this is news to you. We actually haven't gotten to attend a formal trade day ourselves.
I have not.
We would love to. So I had to seek out the help of my friend Sue in Dallas to talk about one of the ones I'm going to share about today.
Now, our friends the Gilbreths in Alabama, they've frequented many a trade day.
Yes.
And taken some Northerners to experience it.
Yeah. But trade day in its most simplest form is a flea market of sorts. Like, that's what you could equate it to today.
Absolutely.
Now, you probably know some history on it.
Well, I did want to talk a little bit about the history. So the one I was reading about the most is actually one of the Texas locations in Canton.
Yes, I saw that one. Yeah.
So apparently in the 1850s.
Wow.
They started what is called First Monday.
Yes.
Trade days.
Yes.
That's what they call it. And the history of this is that the circuit judge would stop in certain areas on specific days to hold court sessions. So people would come to town on the day that the court sessions and the proceedings were taking place.
Right.
To conduct business.
Makes sense.
And everybody, that just became a gathering time.
Right.
And anytime people were gathered, and there's a large number, they began to sometimes trade.
Right.
So it wasn't trade even, goods. It was more of a bartering kind of thing that was organically happening.
Yeah.
Where like people had their
meet
produce.
Meet you at the courthouse, bring the cow because I've got the chickens for you or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll trade you my, there's a particular story in Canton of I think they have a statue that has this hunting dog that was traded for a gun.
Okay.
So these kinds of transactions are taking place where right. people are trading goods.
Right.
So that kind of was birthed organically from the gathering, as well as politicians started using the gathering times as times to, you know,
build their platform of,
exactly.
and campaign while,
exactly.
while people are gathered.
And then all of this just grew into, you know, where people would come see their relatives and do their business on that day.
It's hilarious.
Now, obviously, with time, the days have changed on. So now, it's funny, they still call it First Monday Trade Day.
They do.
But it happens Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's not even on Monday. But they still call it.
They're like, why reprint stuff? And why change all of the signage? We've already
right.
got it up.
We're just
yeah. going
to leave it as called that. But it's actually from Thursday to Sunday.
And is it every week?
So theirs is every, well, first Monday. It's first Monday trade day, but it's at the 4 days prior to that.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's very confusing. So monthly.
Okay. Is there a website? Do you
there
know?
Is. Did I write that down? I did not.
Okay. Well, I'll put it in our show notes for the Canton trade days, first
yes.
Mondays.
Because they have just some great information. I found a really funny, I'll send you this too, a show called Texas Bucket List.
Okay.
And they did a specific little spiel on the Canton trade day.
Okay.
And I think it was only like 5 minutes or something.
Okay.
And it was really cute. So
okay.
I'll get you that as
okay.
well.
Send
so you
me
can
that
put
link.
That up.
I'll put that up. Is there anything else you'd say about Canton? Like, tell us more.
Not
since we're kind of on Canton,
like,
I didn't want to leave
I
that
I kind of wanted to just, once we've talked about several,
yeah,
kind of talk about things to think about in general.
Okay.
But
cool.
not Canton specific.
Well, let me tell you then about the other one that's big in Texas that my friend Sue told me about because she frequents it. But I will say it happens in spring and fall.
Okay. So
and
this
the spring
is just
one has now been
canceled. Okay.
Canceled. So fall. Think fall. It's in Round Top. It's the Round Top Antique Fair. Round Top is just east of Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Very small town.
Okay.
So that's why it's fun that a lot of these take places in such small towns because it is their bread and butter.
Wow.
Of their economy. And
so to think about that one of the two was canceled this year, that's a blow.
That's a huge blow.
To
yeah.
a lot of people.
Yeah. So it's an enormous collaboration of pop-up vendors, brick and mortar shops, you know, that are
okay.
always there in Round Top. An open year-round farm and barn that spans almost 20 miles along Texas State Highway 237.
Oh, my word.
And it lasts 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
Typically. So this year's dates were going to be March 19th through April 5th.
So we thought, perfect timing. We'll talk
That's
about trade
we're
days.
We're talking about it this week. Anyway, so as I mentioned, my friend Sue, she goes every year. She describes it as an eclectic something for everyone sale and celebration.
Okay.
So
I love a good celebration.
The offerings run the gamut from centuries old, thousands of dollar pieces to good old flea market junk. Okay. I love that kind of span of those.
I do too.
That makes it fun to take friends to as well because, you know, you might have different styles or budgets or, you know, I definitely think that this is a girlfriend's trip kind of
that would yeah
event. It's not going to be kid friendly. The kids are going to get bored, so
yeah.
make it a girlfriend.
You can only eat so many funnel cakes.
Right. Yeah. So oh, and Sue mentioned that at the spring market she just loves the fields and fields of treasures that are all adorned by the beautiful Texas blue bonnets.
Oh,
that's
yes,
the state flower.
Those are beautiful.
Indian blanket and more wildflowers. So she said, be ready to shop, bargain, and walk in rain or shine, because she said it can be 50 degrees or 90 degrees.
Wow.
That's Texas for you, right?
Well, I had made a little list of things to bring with you if you go to trade day.
I love it. Okay, we'll get to those in just a minute. But she said evenings are a treat because there's all kinds of good local food and wine and beer. So that's
oh
kind
gosh.
Of the what
okay.
makes it more of a celebration,
I've
right?
I've been wanting to go back to Austin. Maybe we need to go in the fall.
Maybe.
buy some stuff from these people that didn't get to have their spring
sale.
That's
right. We'll go support the economy. It's what we need to do.
I mean, just to serve the people.
So even though the spring sale isn't happening, I'm still going to post on our Instagram this week some of the pictures that Sue sent me of things she's bought in previous years.
Oh, cool. She's like got said, such great style, too.
And wouldn't you say it's like Southwestern style?
Her style?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in a cool, chic way. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's not all just straight Aztec. It's got some Texas flair to it.
And she's got, like, just cool leather and I don't know.
You always say that
she layers well.
She layers textures well.
She does.
Is what you always say, yeah. So she sent me pictures of antler collections, mounted bears, buffalo hide rugs.
Okay.
So she also has a Colorado
cottage
or lodge or some small place that they stay in.
Which, hello.
So she outfitted that with a lot of this stuff. There's this vintage chair. It looks kind of like a French chair.
Okay.
But it was, instead of cushions, it was mossed. Like green moss.
No way.
On it, yeah. So I'll have to send you that. I don't think she bought that one. Okay. I think that was just something she was kind of wowed that she saw.
That sounds gorgeous. At a previous
sale, but she was just talking about that there's so much new life given to old things. And it's just fun to see, you know, the way people.
It inspires you to when you see what people have done.
Yeah, yeah.
With things like that. Well.
So she had a couple of tips, I would say, for Round Top specifically. Should I say those now?
Sure.
Or do you want me to?
Okay. No.
So she would say, reserve your hotel early. Oh. She stays in an area called Brenham. And it's about a half hour away.
Okay.
But it's much more reasonable.
Price-wise.
And it's also the home of Bluebell ice cream.
Hello.
So
One of my favorites.
So you can get some very good ice cream. She said plan your days out. Not all venues are open all days. Definitely make inclement weather plans. So there are inside and covered venues that you'd want to make sure that you know about if it's rainy or there's blowing winds or if it's really hot.
That's true. If it's 90.
Yeah.
You're going to need some climate control every once in a while.
Yeah. She said, try new places, that it's easy to get in a rut to go to the same places you go to every time.
I can see that.
But that there's so much.
There's no way you'd see it all at any of
these big
ones.
Try and explore. Yeah. She said, bring cash.
Yep.
A tape measure and the measurements of areas you're looking for pieces for. Fabric, paint, swatches. Yeah. She came to play. So, you know, if you're trying to find something specific, obviously, if you're matching, bring as much as you can of that fabric or those sizes. And wear comfort. This was my favorite, actually, tip that she did, because this is so Southern and so Sue. This shows that she appreciates style, but that she also knows the sort of event that she's going to. So she said, wear super comfy clothes. And we know she's very stylish.
She is.
She probably has comfy clothes
that are super
that still
cool.
Look cute.
Uh-huh.
She said, you'll see lots of gals styling short dresses with cowboy boots, etc. Darling. But I can't imagine squatting down to examine gems you might buy and having to worry about showing things you shouldn't be.
That's a good Southern lady's tip right there, isn't it?
Yeah. So those were some of her tips for Round Top. Again, happens twice a year. So if that sounds fun to you, you could still make plans to go in the fall. And I'll put the website for Round Top's antique sale on our show notes, so you can go ahead and start looking into that.
Well, it's these are such massive events,
right?
That's why I think these little tips are helpful.
Yeah.
She mentioned a couple of things I was going to say is bring cash and bargaining is okay.
Exactly.
At these sales.
And you can do that better with cash.
Absolutely.
Because that's appealing even, to a small vendor that knows
even
about
various dollar amounts of cash.
Yes.
I mean, if all you've got is, you know, big bills, they're not going to necessarily think that they need to bargain as much as if you have
smaller
bills.
It's hard to break
a
large bill on something you just haggled with them. Yeah.
I've heard if you see it and love it, you better go ahead and buy it.
Yes.
Because the chance of it staying is not likely, because there's just sheer numbers of people coming through these sales.
And so the earlier the better, whether that be time of day that you're arriving.
That's right.
Or day of the sale.
Right.
That you're arriving.
So that was one of the things I was going to say for the Canton one, since it's Thursday to Sunday, if you're able to go on Thursday, go.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not as crowded as the weekend, even Fridays, probably not as crowded as Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And for the ones that are monthly,
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, spring and fall are going to be better.
Yeah.
Weather, typically.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you never know for sure. But, right. Wearing comfortable shoes and clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She mentioned that. I think that's important. Also, there's certain things that you just need to kind of know what you're looking for if it's a expensive collectible, because apparently there are fakes and
ouch
and overpricing. So
right.
Just there's certain things that you kind of need to know.
Yeah.
If you're looking what to look for. I'm not pretending to be an expert.
I know.
On all
I'm
of
trying
that.
To think of an example of something, but I don't even have examples because I don't have that expertise.
Well, it could be in anything. But
I
just thought that was a good point. And then also, I'm kind of on a hand sanitizer is at the top of my list at the moment. You're going to be touching things that a lot of people are touching, even if Corona's not.
Yeah, if that's not in play,
an issue.
Still
other
germs,
viruses,
germs
and flus
are always at play.
So,
good point.
Bring that. Also, you're touching cash. Your face right now is hilarious.
I know.
Because we're thinking about touching cash and rails and all of that. And then I love those carts with the wheels.
Amazing.
Even if you don't have a kid. Like if you're coming to this event, where are you putting all this stuff if you're walking around for 8 hours?
Exactly.
And by the way, that's what I've heard is it's not unusual to be there for 5 to 8 hours.
Yeah. So I'm sure like a massively large item, you're walking straight back to the car, but you might have those items that you're not going to make a trip back to the car for.
Right. And
but
how far did you have to park?
Kind of lugging around. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that would be a brilliant thing to bring. Sunscreen, hat.
Yeah.
Just all of the out, if you're going to an event.
Imagine you're going to a festival, outdoor music festival.
Right. What all are you going to need?
Yeah. But you're allowed to bring things in.
Right. So, and you can bring, I mean, I don't mean to sound cheap, but I know some of those snacks, they're not even good and they're expensive. So if you want to bring some of your
pack
own,
a lunch.
I mean,
yeah.
It might be fun to, if they were truly like good wine tastings and good food, to just go ahead and buy it. But if it's,
but if you're just
I'm not a funnel cake person anyway. So if that's the choices or corn dogs and funnel cakes, I think I'll bring something with me.
Sorry. Funnel cake sounds so good right now, though.
Does it?
Up bread and sugar for Lent. And so when you said funnel cake, my stomach wants to
salivate just for a little minute.
Just like a little bit of the match of both of those things.
That's hilarious. Well, I mean, that's basically all. I was just thinking of things to remember if you're going to an event like that.
Yeah. So you mentioned our friends, the Gilbreths, that live down in Alabama. They used to live here. So they used to take friends from here down to Collinsville, Alabama, for their trade days, which happen every Saturday. Again, check websites to make sure any of these gatherings are happening right now. But their typical schedule is every Saturday, 4:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now, you can get rabbits, chickens,
puppies, birds.
Yep, all kinds of animals there.
Did you say bunnies? Yeah, you said bunnies. Bunnies are really popular right now.
Oh, yeah, because of Easter. Well, let me just tell you, they do not make good pets. I got one when I was young.
A bunny?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I loved it when it was tiny, but they get big and they don't want to be held.
I used to clean a house for a family in college, and they had a bunny, and it was in a cage in the garage, I think.
Yeah.
And cleaning that cage.
It's disgusting.
It was like, I mean, I didn't mind anything I had to do cleaning their house, but going out to clean
the rabbit cage
once a week, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty rank, but they're precious. But yeah, I just don't recommend them as pets.
Smelly, cute. Just make it a stuffed animal and put it out for enjoyment. So Collinsville is about 2 hours south of us here in Nashville. So drivable.
Absolutely.
But they had interesting history.
Okay.
For Collinsville. And when I say south of us, it's kind of east of Huntsville and Birmingham, but sits kind of in between them.
Okay.
So it'd be like
southeast of from here.
Yeah. Like southeast of Huntsville, northeast of Birmingham.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, just about 2 hours south of Nashville. But their history is that on the creek banks of downtown Collinsville in 1902, a tradition began in this sleepy town of only about 1,800 people.
Okay.
This tradition at that time was called Horse Swappers Day and was held every Saturday. Men would bring their horses and mules to trade and sell. Over the years, wives started coming with their husbands to sell their handmade and home-baked items.
Okay.
Are you seeing where this is going? Now the ladies are involved. So at this swap meet, as the swap meet grew, it became too large for the downtown area and was relocated to its present-day location in June of 1955.
Okay.
The sale is called Collinsville Trade Day. The market now covers 65 acres with over 1,000 vendors, and over 30,000 shoppers attend every Saturday.
Wow. Wow.
So
these are massive.
Yeah. So you're invited to, you know, come and shop and make your Saturday a fun, they're calling this a family day.
Okay.
So some of the other sales I mentioned make it a girls' weekend, but this is really considered more of a
family event.
Well,
that Canton one is 6,000 vendors.
Oh my gosh.
And that was about 3 or 4 years ago. It may even be bigger. So everything's bigger in Texas.
True.
That's probably why it's a girls' weekend, because would you want to walk a child around 6,000 vendors? Absolutely
Looking
not.
Looking at stuff that they don't care one thing about.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So that one might be feasible.
They're like,
with
what's
children.
This mossy chair? And they're picking it apart. And you're, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, food concessions and every conceivable type of merchandise you can imagine.
New, old.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like brand new things at these trade days too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all old flea market stuff. Some of it's brand new baseball caps, brand new sunglasses. Like, it's just everything they demand.
Yeah. Now, I can't imagine getting my family on board to attend anything that started at 4:30 a.m. But maybe if you're able to get out the door yourself and you're looking for something in particular, that you could start that early. But that is early.
That's true farmer.
That is.
Hours.
That's farm
right
living.
There. Yes. There's other ones that I just jotted down some places. Arkansas, Amity, Arkansas has one.
Okay.
That's once a month. There's also a Mountaintop, Alabama sale. Did you see that one?
I did. And I was going to say, if you're doing the Collinsville, why could I not say that right? Collinsville, Alabama sale, you could, if you had time that weekend, tack on Mountaintop, because Collinsville is Saturdays only. Mountaintop is Sundays only.
Well, they figured that out, didn't
they?
So,
and they're just about 20 minutes from each other. 30 minutes.
We don't have any trade days in Tennessee, do we?
I think there might be one in real southern Tennessee, almost on the Georgia border, but I can't remember what it was called. So,
I found one in Somerville, Georgia.
Okay.
There's more in Texas. Fredericksburg has one.
Okay.
And I found one in Hillsville, Virginia.
Hey.
So, but lots of Southern representation.
Well, you know,
of
what's
these
so,
trade days.
What's so funny to me is I had to give grace to, as we were doing this research, to a lot of the websites.
Oh,
because
they're
so bad.
Good. Yeah.
They are so bad, y'all. I mean, websites that end in like .net. I was like, uh-oh, I already know this is going to be a problem. In fact, my favorite line that I saw, I think was in regards to, yes, it was in regards to the Mountaintop Flea Market, which, again, I haven't been to.
Might be great sale.
It's probably an amazing sale. And if the opportunity comes up, I'm going to Mountaintop. I can't really say I was moved by this statistic that's at the top of their website. This was so cute. Rated number one in the fairs and flea market category by Alabama's Bureau of Tourism and Travel, with over 1.64 million visitors in 1995.
And that's their latest statistic. Fantastic.
I'm sorry. So,
that's classic.
If any of you are web designers and have a heart for
The Mountaintop Sale,
or really any of these sales, maybe you could pitch your services to them because they could use it. But I wanted to ask you a question, because you've been to flea markets.
I have.
Do you have any that you recall having like a great find or seeing something real cool that you were like, oh?
So I often think, I'm just being honest, the ones around here.
Yeah.
The people know the pricing.
Oh, yeah.
I think you don't find bargains.
No,
in
they're
Franklin.
Super expensive.
You
they're...
might in like a small town in Tennessee somewhere
right.
or some more outskirts place.
Yes.
So I can't say I've ever found like a great bargain.
No, I wouldn't say that either for myself.
I went to a sale that a store here in Franklin called City Farmhouse. They do a pop-up kind of sale a time or two a year. And they have some great-looking vendors.
Yes.
Not good bargains, no. But gorgeous things.
Good displays. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have bought a couple of small things at those sales just because they're real pretty. But it would be like going in a store and buying it. It wasn't like a great deal.
No, no. You didn't like have to lift something up to find it either.
Right.
Like dig. Right. There was no digging. That's so, we're such sisters. That's so funny. You said that sale. That was my only thing I've found that I have purchased was from the City Farmhouse sale that I just love. It's that little side table. That's kind of a robin egg blue color in my living room. It wasn't a great deal, but it was something that I was specifically looking for. And it was the right size. And I thought, oh, this is fun decor.
Well, like, I like little quirky things, too, that have personality. So do you remember that on a walk over near Carnton Plantation, I found a bird's nest that was in gorgeous condition?
Yes, it was perfection.
It really was. And I ended up putting a little bit of, like, gold glitter on it.
Yes.
But it was just empty. And at that City Farmhouse sale, I found these glass eggs that are kind of cool looking that I put in that nest.
Very spring.
Yeah. Just put it back out.
Did you? I did. I love it.
But I just like, the thing I like about sales like that is you can bring some personality into a room where it's not just like you went to Pottery Barn and bought some, you know, the whole room. Like it's got some quirky little
character,
fun character.
Yes.
And that's what I love about sales like that is you're getting some old, some new together and bringing in a little story.
Well, and it's fun to see how people – that's why I love ones that have great displays. It's fun to see how people can pair something old and new.
Yes.
Like Sue was saying at the beginning, you know, she bought these – she called them like dovetailed boxes.
Okay.
That are old and small, but she uses them to store her silverware in.
Okay.
So just like when I don't have that sort of creative eye all the time to see what could be done. So I have to see the box with the new silverware in it.
Yeah.
For me to go, oh yeah, you could put anything in that.
Now
that
our mom is so good at that.
I know. So
she,
good.
I'm like, you should have been an engineer. She thinks of ideas for how things can fit and all of that in such an amazing way. But I think you can also get this at antique markets or, you know, stores that are always up, just antique stores.
Yes.
Where you can go in and there's often different vendors. And different vendors will have different personality styles in their little section.
Yeah.
And when you find one that you like, it'll give you some ideas.
That's
of,
so true.
Oh, I need to get that. And I already have something like that.
Yeah.
I could put it on.
Yeah. It's funny. There is a style to vendors and you either gravitate or you don't.
That's
usually.
Right. And they kind of have their niche if they like, you know, linens or if they like old books and leather or if they like French furniture.
Yeah. And I would say that is kind of what sets it apart from like the look of a garage sale. Like
absolutely.
You can walk up to a garage sale and be like, where do I start?
Yeah.
You know, because it's just.
Especially if they're not good marketers putting things
that's
together.
That's true.
Which that's what you're really, one of the things you're really good at, I think, of
thanks.
Doing little visual displays of what all goes together.
Yes, I should have been in retail merchandising.
Things like that.
But anyway, so yeah, that's just some of the sort of taste of trade days that we thought would be fun to talk about in the spring because people are starting to want it. They have that itch for, you know, making some room. They've done their spring cleaning.
Especially while they were quarantined. Everything's spick and span.
That's right. So anyway, if you guys have any great finds that you want to share, post a pic. Tag us so we can see your good trade day or flea market or antique find. And I might put a picture up of my table I love. And you can,
I could do that.
You should put
a
picture
of
your
that
nest.
I can put up.
Yeah, so y'all do that. Tag us at Steel Magnolias Podcast so that we can see that. You can put that on your Instagram story or your Instagram photo or tag us on Facebook too if that's more your speed.
Yes.
Anyway, I think that's all for this episode. We hope you guys are having a great week and we will see you here next time.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.